A hand with vaccine distribution in Virginia. D.C.'s indoor dining ban is relaxing tomorrow morning. You can go to museums, too.
An area school teacher arrested and charged with sexually abusing a student in the 90s. I'm Mike Marilla.
The Washington Capitol's coronavirus problems. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. President Biden has announced more details about his plan to end the pandemic.
Our plan starts with mounting an aggressive, safe and effective vaccination campaign to meet our goal of administering 100 million shots in our first 100 days in office. We're on day one.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes on Mr. Biden's challenge for Americans to mask up for those first 100 days.
One of the cases that the president was making was that actually mask wearing could be more beneficial to the coronavirus count than vaccines at this point. And so that is a message you're going to hear over and over again from this administration.
Vaccine, of course, is in short supply, but CBS's Mola Lange says that's not the only problem.
Hospitalizations in the U.S. continue to be at peak levels, and on Wednesday, the second highest daily deaths recorded, nearly 4,400 in just one day, almost matching Japan's death toll during the entire pandemic.
Japan's prime minister is denying a media report that says government officials there are privately ready to cancel the postponed Tokyo Olympic Games because of the coronavirus. He wants the games to go on. There's been a deadly terror attack in Iraq. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Twin suicide bombings rocked Baghdad. The first drew a crowd, and then came the second blast. More than 30 people were killed in the deadliest attacks in years. ISIS has just claimed responsibility, and this comes as the U.S. draws down its troops in Iraq.
National Guard troops have been guarding and sleeping inside the Capitol for days, but now Capitol Police have asked them to leave when they're off duty and sleep at a nearby garage instead, so Congress and staff members have more time to or more room in the hallways. The two sides are said to be talking. One senator has said they can stay inside her office, and she now says they're being welcomed into the visitor's center. The winner of last night's huge Powerball jackpot still hasn't shown up to claim it, but lots of people are talking about it in a small Maryland town where the ticket was sold. WJZ-TV's Rachel Carden.
Lona Koenig, Maryland, a town of about 1,200 people with one lucky winner.
Everybody'd be surprised it happened here. Lona Koenig, it's on the map, but it's even bigger today.
Doug Lloyd with Maryland Lottery and Gaming says the winning Powerball jackpot ticket was sold here at Coney Market, worth $731.1 million, a historic prize.
This is actually the largest jackpot ever won in Maryland.
Panama City, Florida, still recovering from Hurricane Michael more than 2 years ago and trying to attract federal agencies with a rehabbed courthouse. The General Services Administration has shut down the renovation project because no one has said yes. This is CBS.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
11:03 on this Thursday, January 21st. 42 in D.C., mainly clear tonight. Not as cold. Lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Good evening, I'm Ken Duffy. The top local stories we're following this hour. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan turning up the heat on schools to get cracking on reopening plans this year, telling all districts to get some in-person instruction going by March.
The governor says many kids have suffered academically and mentally during the COVID crisis, and national and state data indicate
that school reopenings do not increase community spread or contribute to increased hospitalization rates.
Hogan says he can't order schools to reopen. That power rests with school boards.
But I want to make it perfectly clear. I will do everything I possibly can do within the law to push to get all of Maryland's children back into the classrooms.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
But the Maryland Teachers Union denies it is blocking a return to the classroom.
Cheryl Post, president of the Maryland State Education Association, said Governor Larry Hogan's not correct when he suggests that teachers have placed endless roadblocks in the way of opening schools.
As soon as we heard about the vaccine, we advocated to make sure that our educators could be prioritized so we could open schools sooner.
Post also said that teachers and school boards have worked to come up with plans to open safely. As to Hogan's statement that he'd look at whatever legal means he could to getting school boards which are independent bodies, to open by March 1st, Bost says.
That's not collaborative. That's not going to get results. And as educators, we know it's about relationships and collaboration, not threats.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
11:05, switching gears, let's talk about the COVID-19 vaccination effort and the struggles to meet demand. Montgomery County is up to their necks in appointment filings, with few doses available as seniors begin to pre-register.
Montgomery County has not finished vaccinating healthcare workers yet, but is pre-registering some seniors to possibly start getting their shots early next week. County Executive Mark Elrich.
We can vaccinate more than the 7,000 or 12,000 people a week that we are currently vaccinating.
More than 68,000 seniors ages 75 and up have pre-registered for Phase 1B, Tier 1 of the state's vaccine plan so far. The problem is availability. The county says they only received 7,300 first doses this week. County Health Officer Dr. Travis Gales.
As we get them, we are putting them out there, but we have a long way to go.
At a hearing earlier this week, it was estimated there were up to 20,000 healthcare workers still needing shots. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
D.C. Mayor Bowser basically saying they're going through the same thing.
The numbers make it clear that we're getting the doses out. Our systems to get them are working, but we simply don't have enough vaccine to meet the demand in our city.
Well, from now on, vaccination appointments will be made available each Thursday to those who qualify in certain zip codes getting top priority. Each Friday, D.C. will release citywide appointments. More than 700 will be coming tomorrow for those 65 and older and for healthcare workers, but they fill up fast. And beginning next week, D.C. police, as well as teachers and school staffers, will be eligible. You can find out more about local vaccination efforts at WTOP.com. The COVID vaccine rollout has been slow in many places, including Virginia. Governor Northam says the National Guard has been deployed to help out.
They have been very helpful with our testing. And now, especially when we can get them back from the chaos in Washington, we plan to put them to work as well throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Northam says the Defense Production Act, which President Biden declared, helps increase doses that are being manufactured in the country and will help the state move forward. Well, coming up after traffic and weather, sports betting is now legal in Virginia. 11:07.
And now the Small Business Buzz, packaged by the UPS Store.
A lot of small businesses are counting on more government aid, but the vaccine rollout may be more important. A survey by Small Business Network Alignable found 58% think a rapid vaccine distribution would have a greater positive impact on their small business than another round of government aid. Many small businesses are running out of time. 34% say they have 1 month or less of cash on hand. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Hi, welcome to the UPS Store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other thing.
Did you just say every...
It's time to stop making excuses. The peace of mind you get after a colonoscopy is worth it. It's the best way to prevent and detect one of the deadliest cancers. In fact, your doctor can remove precancerous polyps during the procedure if necessary. That's right, before it even turns to cancer. No buts about it. Get a colonoscopy at 45 and follow up every 10 years or as recommended by your doctor. Find a location or schedule now at avera.org/colon.